again, nerds. This is Troy from Talk Nerdy to Me, bringing you all the nerdy news that is fit to know on this Thursday, September 13th. Let's kick right off with Ugly Dolls. I don't know if you remember those. Those, fitting name. They were very, very ugly dolls. Real popular back in the early 2000s. They are getting their own TV show, or actually they're getting their own movie that will be followed by a TV series. The movie is going to have Wanda Sykes and Gabriel Iglesias as two of the main voice actors in there. But it's also going to have Kelly Clarkson, Nick Jonas, and Pitbull. So the voice talent on this thing is just crazy. They got so many popular voice actors. I shouldn't say voice actors. Popular people to be the voices on these things. Ugly Dolls is supposed to come out in theaters on May 10th of 2019. I don't see any date for the series. The TV series just says it's in production. They're going to start a kids animated series. So, oh, here we go. It's going to be on the premium streaming service Hulu. By Hasbro. So Hasbro is getting into supporting a lot of their toys through movies and TV series. So you'll get to hear Wanda Sykes and Gabriel Iglesias being voices on Ugly Dolls. The Coen Brothers, if you're a big fan of Coen Brothers, and I am, they have a new project out there, Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It's kind of strange. It's going to be out in theaters, but it's also going to on November 16th. But it's also going to be on Netflix streaming service at the same time, and they're breaking it down into six different short stories, I guess. The whole thing is a little over an hour, or a little over 2 hours long. I think it's 2 hours, 12 minutes to be exact. So you got some big name actors in this also. I mean, talking about James Franco, Brendan Gleeson, Liam Neeson, Clancy Brown, Stephen Root. These are some really good actors, and the Coen brother, I love their stuff. Is their movies are always really quirky with interesting characters. So November 16th, we'll be able to, you can either select theaters or on Netflix. I think most of the people in the world probably have a Netflix account, or they're using their friend's account by this time. So everybody should be able to see this new Coen brothers project, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. All right, Warner Brothers tried to break the internet yesterday by teasing that Henry Cavill might be out as Superman. It was really cryptic, the stuff they posted. Even Henry Cavill was kind of cryptic in his post. He made a post with wearing the Kryptonian lifting team shirt. Didn't say whether or not he was in or out. His rep, Henry Cavill's rep, is saying, hey, the cape is still in his closet. Take that for whatever you want it to mean. That doesn't definitively say one way or the other if he is still going to be Superman. So we will see, hopefully, sometime today, they're going to let us know, is he in, is he out? And if he's out, are they going to start replacing the other Justice League characters? I would imagine Gal Gadot's probably in it for the long haul. But we will find out. Like Henry Cavill, you know, all he said was today was exciting with the hashtag of Superman. So we may see a new Superman. We may not. Yeah. We don't know. They have not told us one way or the other yet. They're just leaving. I don't know if they're doing this to gain interest in Superman or if they're just trying to test the waters to see if people care. One way or the other, Warner Brothers, stop leaving us on the line. Let us know one way or the other. Okay, I've been telling you guys about these streaming services. The DC Universe streaming app. It went live a few days early. And I'm looking at some of the, you know, what people have said about it. Overall, they've been pretty happy with it from what I can tell. It's going to be $7.99 a month. All their movies, cartoons, and stuff like that is on there. It looks like they're still working on the comic book side. They have a lot of the comic books up there. Not all of them. But, you know, they did launch a few days early. Maybe they're still working on that. Give them a little slack. All the reviews I'm seeing so far is the DC Universe app is pretty amazing. If you're a big DC fan, you should be able to find just about any DC-related movie. And soon, they said they're going to have all the DC Comics library on there. So I got to believe that they're working on putting those all up there. So you will, for $7.99 a month, any DC cartoon or movie, and all the DC comic books. Everything's going to go to streaming services or a la carte here very soon. Cable is going to die. That's my prediction. So if you have stock in Comcast, you might want to diversify. They have released some artwork for Avengers 4. Looking at the characters they have shown here, looks like Ant-Man's right there, so he must get out of the quantum zone. And it looks like Hulk is right there in the middle wearing a big suit, some kind of purple and black suit. But be very careful about putting too much stock in these early release pictures. If you remember the Avengers Infinity War picture they released early on, it showed the Battle of Wakanda. It showed Hulk running through, running toward the screen with all the other heroes, just like, you know, like he was getting ready to fight. But if you watch the movie, you see that that didn't happen. He could not get, Banner could not Hulk out. So that was a little bit of a red herring. So take this with a grain of salt. That this might not be the actual lineup. It might not be exactly how they're going to be in the movie. So this early artwork is exactly that. It's early artwork. But if you can't see it, you can't see my screen. So let me tell you, they got, you know, Thor over here. Captain Marvel is up here on the corner also. So Samuel Jackson's page got through to her. She's there. You got Nebula, Iron Man, Rocket Raccoon. Looks like Black Widow. I told you about the Hulk wearing this really weird looking suit. Captain America, he's clean shaven. He doesn't have the nomad look anymore. Hawkeye, got Hawkeye over here. War Machine and Ant-Man. So that's you know, the characters it's showing in the early artwork. They may or may not be in the actual movie. We will find out May 3rd of 2019 if this is going to be the actual lineup that goes and defeats Thanos. Professor Hulk. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that version of the Hulk. Heather Clark. I read it's PR for Supergirl. Superman will be a baby in the storyline. That's possible. Going back to the Henry Cavill thing. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that or not. It seems weird that Warner Brothers and Henry Cavill are playing coy with the whole thing. We will see what the whole deal with it. I mean, he's a really good Superman. I thought he liked playing the role. We'll see. I don't know if it's a money thing or a publicity thing. Maybe it is something to do with PR for Supergirl. You might be right, Heather. Scooby-Doo fans, you're going to find out a little more about Mr. Fred Jones. If you don't know much about Scooby-Doo, Fred is the dude who's always wearing the ascot, the very, very straight-laced guy. Scooby-Doo and the Gourmet Ghost. It's just like it says, that they were going to have a show. And it's going to have a bunch of Food Network's big chef stars in it. I mean, they're talking like Bobby Flay, Marcus Samuelson, those guys. And they are going to reveal a secret about Fred's past. Fred obviously is descended from a long line of chefs. So, you know, Fred can cook a little something. I'm sure Scooby and Shaggy are going to be a little upset that he's never busted out the pots and pans and made them anything good. They keep giving them those Scooby snacks. So Gourmet Ghost, let's see when it comes out. I don't see a date. Looks like it's going straight to DVD Blu-ray for $19.95. Might want to pick it up just for the crossover, because you know Food Network shows are pretty popular right now, and these are some of the bigger names. You'll get to see them cross paths. It used to be, you knew you made it whenever you were on Scooby-Doo, and then it changed. You knew you made it when you were on The Simpsons, and as a musician, you knew when Weird Al did did a parody of your song. So Scooby-Doo used to be a lot bigger than it is now. Maybe they're going to make a comeback, starting to bring in a lot of the... They did a lot of the celebrity cameo stuff, too, in their cartoon series. So I'm interested in watching this. I want to see how Bobby Flay respond... How Scooby and Shaggy, particularly, respond to having these world-class Michelin-rated chefs around them. Scooby and Shaggy's loyalty can be bought with food, so we'll see how that works. Fantastic Four. You know, they were gone for the longest time from comics. Everybody speculated it was because Marvel didn't have movie rights to them, and they didn't want to promote characters they didn't have movie rights for. That changed when Disney got, 20th Century Fox. Marvel now has those rights back, and guess what? Hey, Fantastic Four is a comic book. And number two... Fantastic Four number two, you're going to see what happened. The two kids, if you know Franklin and Valeria, Franklin's able to create alternate universes, and I guess he went around, and that's how the family was jumping around different universes and exploring. Come to find out, there's a character named the Griever who is going around and trying to get rid of all those universes, saying that they should have never existed. This Griever is... pretty powerful. She's going, like I said, going around taking them all out, and then she catches up with the Richards family, the Fantastic Four. She pretty much a cakewalk going through those guys, and Reed, a last ditch effort, told her, she didn't really beat the Fantastic Four because that was only half of the Fantastic Four, and all villains with a big ego, you know how they are. So she set it back and let Reed Richards be able to pull in the rest of the Fantastic Four so she could prove to him, she can whoop the whole Fantastic Four. And Reed had a little trick up his sleeve because there's been more than just four members of Fantastic Four. It was like a rotating door for a while. So he went back and pulled in everybody who had ever been a member of the Fantastic Four, even if only briefly. And the picture I'm looking at, it's just got he pulls everybody, and there's a crowd standing here. So he pops back in, and he says, "Hey, I'm back, and I brought my extended family." I mean, you got even, Spider-Man was on there for a while, Wolverine, even some of the Inhumans like Medusa, Ghost Rider. It's just a crowd of people he brought back. So Griever's going to have her hands full trying to take those dudes out. This is going to hit the shelves October 17th. Fantastic Four 2 is out. The number 3, where they actually go to battle with her, will be out October 17th. Fantastic Four number 3. So you can pick up number 2 and see the lead up to this. Fantastic Four is back and in a big way. The first family of Marvel, I'm glad to see them back finally. Now that they're back under Marvel/Disney, maybe we'll get a good Fantastic Four movie for a change. Not something they made to retain the rights and license. Anyway, October 17th, pick that up. Fantastic Four number 3. Marvel Rising is more geared more to the kids. It's they got some comic books out, and their next iteration of Marvel Rising Secret Warriors is coming out on Disney and Disney XD September 30th. It's a lot of the younger female characters. You're going to have Ms. Marvel, not Mrs. or Captain, Ms. Marvel, Patriot, Ghost Spider, who is Spider-Gwen with a new name, America Chavez, and more in the Marvel Rising line. They are also getting a action figure collection from Hasbro, and unfortunately, it's going to be exclusive to Target, so if you're not near a Target, you might have to go online to get them. They're going to be 11-inch scale dolls, which is pretty big. That's like the old G.I. Joe size dolls. They don't look bad. I mean, they're action figure dolls. They're not highly detailed. These are, you can tell, they're made to be played with more than collected. There's a squirrel girl with one of her squirrels. I don't know if that's Tippy or Monkey Joe. You got looks like America Chavez was one of the dolls. Yeah, there's Ghost Spider / Spider Gwen. There's a couple guys in the lineup too. Ms. Marvel. They're really good Barbie style dolls, but obviously at 11-inch scale, that they're going to be pretty big. You can collect them too, I guess, and stand them up, but it looks like they're made more for playing rather than collecting. Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes, Captain America's sidekick, who, you know, was a he was indoctrinated by the Russians when, you watched the movies. He's back. He's getting his own series again. He's had his series off and on. Doesn't seem to stick. So they're going to try it one more time, it looks like, in December. Kyle Higgins looks like he's writing it. I don't not like Kyle Higgins. I think he'll be all right. I hope that Winter Soldier is such an interesting character. They keep trying to make him quasi good. I don't know that I like him. I like him more when his loyalty is kind of in question, when he's kind of trying to prove himself. But yeah, December we're gonna see. Actually, December 5th, Winter Soldier number 1 back in comic book stores. If you're a big fan of Bucky Barnes, you'll be happy. If you're not, you're just going to be meh. We'll see how it comes out. Here's the one I'm kind of excited about. Top Cow is going to relaunch The Darkness. The Darkness was originally a spinoff from, or spinoff. He started in Witchblade, which was another good series I'd like to see come back to prominence. Darkness, I believe it was written by Garth Ennis, artwork by Mark Silvestri. And if you've ever seen Mark Silvestri, the dude's a giant. He's like 12 feet tall. But he's a great artist. The Darkness, really interesting character. They're anticipating to relaunch his series in 2019. I don't see who's going to be drawing it. It looks like it's probably going to be... Matt Hawkins is writing the series, here we go, with Tom Grinberg drawing. I don't know if they are, because I think Silvestri is still, you know, associated with Top Cow. I don't know, I don't see anywhere where he's going to be associated with this Darkness relaunch. I would hope he's at least got some input on it. Him and Garth, they were very instrumental in getting Darkness off the ground. In fact, Darkness, what was it, in 97, Darkness number 11 sold an estimated amount of 357,000 copies of the issue. They killed it. That was the highest selling comic of the year. The next closest one, they sold twice as many as the next closest comic title for 97. So, you know, Darkness had a following. It just kind of died off somewhere down the line, which will happen if you have bad writing. So let's hope that Mr. Hawkins can do Darkness some justice. The last article I have for you guys today, it's a good one. Lego's putting out another mega set. It's not as big as some of their other sets, but it's got quite a bit on it. It's, if you're a VIP, you can buy it starting last night, actually. For VIPs, they open up the sales on this. Normal general public won't be able to buy it until October 1st. These big sets they have usually sell out pretty quick. So if you're a Lego fan and a Star Wars fan, I kind of leaked that there, you will be able to pick this up and build it. We might even do a speed build for this one, so you'll have to keep checking back. It's an amazing looking piece. It is set number 75222, Betrayal at Cloud City. It is a Master Builders series line. It's got 18 minifigures with two droids. It's split into four sections. It's kind of an oval, and it's, you know, split into pie chart pieces there. And each one is a different part of Cloud City. I mean, I'm looking at it right here. I see one of the Bespin patrol cars, the red cars with a pod on each side. You see the Slave One ship, Boba Fett's ship, parked over here because that's where he picked up Han Solo and the Carbonite. I'm looking. I don't see Hans. I see a Han Solo action figure, but I don't see him in Carbonite on the picture. I'll read some more here in a second and find out. So, yeah, it's an amazing looking piece. We got Boba Fett Slave One. Yeah, I told you that. The Twin Pod Cloud Car. Dining room for 5 minifigures. Garbage processing in the center. The Carbon Freeze Chamber with Han Solo Carbonite freezing action. So you're going to be able to get Han Solo in Carbonite on this set. The interrogation chamber, prison cell. They even have this. They're calling it a balcony, but I don't think that was a balcony. Where when Luke got his arm cut off by Darth Vader. They have that there. That's one of these sections. Some of the action figures, you're going to have Han Solo, Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, Luke Skywalker and Leia in Bespin outfits. Chewbacca, C-3PO, Lando, Lobot. Lobot doesn't get much love. He's going to have an action figure in here. The Cloud City Guards, pilots, the regular Han and Leia, Darth Vader, Boba Fett, 2 Stormtroopers, an Ugnaught, and R2-D2. Oh, an IG-88. I'm looking here. I don't see the picture for IG-88. There's Lobot. IG-88, if you don't know your Star Wars lore, you might want to look him up. He is one of the most feared bounty hunters in Star Wars. Yeah, I don't see him on this picture anywhere. I might be overlooking him. He's actually a droid-turned bounty hunter. And dude is just ruthless and efficient. They need to bring him into the movies. He is a very popular character. So yeah, it's like over 2,000 pieces. It measures over 6 inches high, 22 inches wide, 22 inches deep. So it's not a small piece. It's going to take up some room in your collection. So if you're not a VIP, I believe it's free to be a VIP with Lego. All you have to do is go fill it out. And you can buy this thing now before it sells out. Because I'm sure as soon as it hits general public, it'll probably sell out and won't be backstocked again for several months. So if you're thinking Christmas present for somebody, join the VIP program. It doesn't cost anything. And you get points for the stuff you buy. It's going to be, it's a little pricey, $350. But if you have a Star Wars fan, it's going to be perfect for a Christmas present. That is just it. Legos are amazing. I love them. Okay, that, like I said, that was the last thing I had for you guys. As always, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. This channel right here, youtube.com/ZiaComics. If you're listening instead of watching, like this video. Leave us some comments. Or like this podcast if you're listening. If you are a podcast guy, we're available on just about every podcast platform. If you find one without us on it, let me know and I'll get us added. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Until then, later, nerds.